This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Kuwait have consistently stood by each other. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event held at the Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex yesterday, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian community's contribution to the Kuwait's progress and the strong reputation among the Kuwaiti government and citizens. Mr. Modi also attended the opening ceremony of the Gulf Club, a football competition in Kuwait. Mr. Modi was among the chief guests. Highlighting the India's global leadership in remittances, he attributed this success to the dedication and the hard work of the overseas Indians, including those in Kuwait. He said that India is well equipped to meet the world's demand for the skilled talent. Mr. Modi reached the Kuwait city yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. Today, Mr. Modi will be accorded with the ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Place, following that he will be holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be a delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. The visit marks the first visit of the Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in the 43 years. It aims to strengthen the bilateral ties and the enhance cooperation in various sectors. The allocation of the portfolios in the newly elected Maharashtra government was announced yesterday. As per the release of the Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with the Home Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration Department, Information and Publicity, whereas the Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle the Urban Development, Housing, Public Works and Finance and Planning, State Excise Ministry respectively. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavakule will be the Revenue Minister. Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil will handle the Water Resources. Girish Mahajan will oversee the Water Resources, Tapi Kunkan Development and the Disaster Management. And Hassan Mushrif will look after the Ministry of Medical Education, whereas Chandrakant Patil will retain his Higher and Technical Education and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry. Additionally, Pankaj Mode will be the Minister of Environment and the Climate Change, Animal Husbandry. Manik Rao Kokade will be handling the Agriculture, and Jai Kumar Gore will be entrusted with the Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, among others. Additionally, six ministers of the state were also given great portfolios. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena was given a sanction to the Enforcement Directorate to prosecute Aam Aadmi Party's Governor and former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a case related to the now-scrapped exercise policy. ED had sought the LG's nod to prosecute Mr. Kejriwal earlier this month, and it was found alleged irregularities in framing and implementation of the exercise policy. In a social media post, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi said that the news is being spread only to mislead the people and to distract them from the issues. She said that if such a permission has been given, the ED should make a copy of the approval public. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva welcomed the decision of the Delhi LG and said that it reflects that Mr. Kejriwal is alleged involved in corruption. Minister of the State and Minority Affairs George Kurian has expressed his gratitude to the Union Minister of Railways, Ashwini Vaishnaw, for granting special train services for Kerala on the occasion of Christmas and Sabarimala pilgrimage. Ministry of Railways has announced the operation of 10 special trains to specify to cater to the increased travel demand and from Kerala during the Christmas festival and 149 special train trips from across the railway zones. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, in Germany, and that had reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that we condemn the horrific and the senseless attack on the Christmas market. The ministry further added, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims. India's Koyal Bar and L. Neelam Devi have won silver medals in the 55 youth and junior categories in the country's tally in 6 of Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championship in Doha, Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.